versus the dragon, David versus Goliath, Snow White versus the witch, and even Luke Skywalker battling Darth Vader. Sato scratched her head as they turned a corner and followed Anderson down a short flight of stairs.
Tell me this. If I'm not mistaken, pyramids were once considered mystical portals through which the deceased pharaohs could ascend to the gods, were they not?
True. Sato stopped short and caught Langdon's arm, glaring up at him with an expression somewhere between surprise and disbelief.
You're saying Peter Solomon's captor told you to find a hidden portal, and it didn't occur to you that he was talking about the Masonic Pyramid from this legend?
By any name, the Masonic Pyramid is a fairy tale. It's purely fantasy. Sato stepped closer to him now, and Langdon could smell her cigarette breath.
I understand your position on that, Professor. But for the sake of my investigation, the parallel is hard to ignore. A portal leading to secret knowledge? To my ear, this sounds a lot like what Peter Solomon's captor claims you, alone, can unlock.
Well, I can hardly believe...
What you believe is not the point. No matter what you believe, you must concede that this man might himself believe that the Masonic Pyramid is real.
The man's a lunatic. He may well believe that SBB-13 is the entrance to a giant underground pyramid that contains all the lost wisdom of the ancients. Sato stood perfectly still, her eyes seething.
The crisis I am facing tonight is not a fairy tale, Professor. It is quite real, I assure you.
A cold silence hung between them.
Ma'am,
Anderson finally said, gesturing to another secure door 10 feet away.
We're almost there, if you'd like to continue.
Sato finally broke eye contact with Langdon, motioning for Anderson to move on. They followed the security chief through the secure doorway, which deposited them in a narrow passage. Langdon looked left and then right. You've got to be kidding. He was standing in the longest hallway he had ever seen. Chapter 31. Trish Dunn felt the familiar surge of adrenaline as she exited the bright lights of the cube and moved into the raw darkness of the void. The SMSC's front gate had just called to say that Catherine's guest, Dr. Abaddon, had arrived and required an escort back to Pod 5. Trish had offered to bring him back, mostly out of curiosity. Catherine had said very little about the man who would be visiting them, and Trish was intrigued. The man was apparently someone Peter Solomon trusted deeply. The Solomons never invited anyone back to the cube. This was a first.
I hope he handles the crossing okay, Trish thought as she moved through the frigid darkness.
The last thing she needed was Catherine's VIP panicking when he realized what he had to do to get to the lab.
The first time is always the worst.
Trish's first time had been about a year ago. She had accepted Catherine's job offer, signed a non-disclosure, and then come to the SMSC with Catherine to see the lab. The two women had walked the length of the street, arriving at a metal door marked Pod 5. Even though Catherine had tried to prepare her by describing the lab's remote location, Trish was not ready for what she saw when the pod door hissed open. The void. Catherine stepped over the threshold, walked a few feet into the perfect blackness, and then motioned for Trish to follow.
Trust me, you won't get lost.
Trish pictured herself wandering in a pitch-black stadium-sized room and broke a sweat at the mere thought.
We have a guidance system to keep you on track.
Catherine pointed to the floor.
Very low tech.
Trish squinted through the darkness at the rough cement floor. It took a moment to see it in the darkness, but there was a narrow carpet runner that had been laid down in a straight line. The carpet ran like a roadway, disappearing into the darkness.
See with your feet, Catherine said, turning and walking off. Just follow right behind me.
As Catherine disappeared into the blackness, Trish swallowed her fear and followed.
This is insane. She had taken only a few steps down the carpet when the Pod 5 door swung shut behind her, snuffing out the last faint hint of light.
Pulse racing, Trish turned all of her attention to the feeling of the carpet beneath her feet.
She had ventured only a handful of steps down the soft runner when she felt the side of her right foot hit hard cement.
Startled, she instinctively corrected to the left, getting both feet back on soft carpet. Catherine's voice materialized up ahead in the blackness.
her words almost entirely swallowed by the lifeless acoustics of this abyss. "The human body is amazing," she said. "If you deprive it of one sensory input, the other senses take over almost instantly. Right now, the nerves in your feet are literally tuning themselves to become more sensitive."
Good thing, Trish thought, correcting course again. They walked in silence for what seemed entirely too long.
"How much farther?" Trish finally asked.
"We're about halfway."
Catherine's voice sounded more distant now. Trish sped up, doing her best to stay composed, but the breadth of the darkness felt like it would engulf her.
"I can't see 1 millimeter in front of my face."
"Catherine, how do you know when to stop walking?"
"You'll know in a moment," Catherine said.
That was a year ago. And now, tonight, Trish was once again in the void, heading in the opposite direction, out to the lobby to retrieve her boss's guest. A sudden change in carpet texture beneath her feet alerted her that she was 3 yards from the exit, the warning track, as it was called by Peter Solomon, an avid baseball fan. Trish stopped short, pulled out her keycard, and groped in the darkness along the wall until she found the raised slot and inserted her card. The door hissed open. Trish squinted into the welcoming light of the SMSC hallway.
Made it. Again.
Moving through the deserted corridors, Trish found herself thinking about the bizarre redacted file they had found on a secure network.
Ancient portal? Secret location underground?
She wondered if Mark Zubianis was having any luck figuring out where the mysterious document was located. Inside the control room, Catherine stood in the soft glow of the plasma wall and gazed up at the enigmatic document they had uncovered. She had isolated her key phrases now and felt increasingly certain that the document was talking about the same far-flung legend that her brother had apparently shared with Dr. Abaddon. Secret location, underground, where the... somewhere in Washington, D.C. The coordinates uncovered an ancient portal that led, warning the pyramid holds dangerous. Decipher this engraved symbolon to unveil.
I need to see the rest of the file, Catherine thought.
She stared a moment longer and then flipped the plasma wall's power switch. Catherine always turned off this energy-intensive display so as not to waste the fuel cell's liquid hydrogen reserves. She watched as her keywords slowly faded, collapsing down into a tiny white dot, which hovered in the middle of the wall and then finally twinkled out. She turned and walked back toward her.